The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's The Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
Hello, all you knobs and switches.
It sounds a bitches.
Jason's having an issue with the mic stand. Why are you pushing it down?
I didn't push it down.
Your
it's
hand
not her
is
head,
your
man.
Hand
it's
is on
head.
Top of it. Of course, you're pushing it down.
No, I turned it.
Right.
It is not her head, Jason. It's not her head.
That's right. It's not okay. Not okay. Hey, everybody. It's the uncensored episode of the Nate Darling Show. If you're listening with the kids, you might want to put the earbuds in right now.
Yeah, because I'm not going to fucking take it.
Nope. This is a no bullshit episode. As always. You know, like they all used to be.
Hey, we don't give no fucks.
Nope. We're like Donald Trump at a stump speech. No fucks given.
No fucks giving.
Fucks giving. Is that the new holiday?
Fucks giving. Trump's the president.
Happy fucks giving.
That is it.
Maybe we'll do that for the 5-year anniversary of the podcast. We'll celebrate fucks giving.
Fucks giving.
The 5th anniversary of the podcast coming up on the 4th of July, actually.
Woohoo!
Yes. Yes, well, we've just passed 400 episodes, and we're now almost at 5 years. So that's pretty good, I think. 5 years?
5 years of anything is good.
That's, well, unless it's high school.
Or the Holocaust.
Wow, you really went ahead and went there.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Wow.
I realized the error of what I said I'd said it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Those were very bad times.
It's true. Very bad times. All right, so the show is, it's the uncensored episode. It's dropping on Memorial Day. And this is, we always start with the airing of the grievances. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the real grievances, mm-hmm. the things that are pissing all of us off,
yeah.
let me go through the thing that I try and go through every year with people because... there's a lot of your friends, not you who are listening. You're very smart and handsome
and beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Inside and out. A pleasure to one and all. It's to make sure your idiot friends don't embarrass themselves. There is a difference between Memorial Day, which is today, and Veterans Day, which is November 11th. And here's what it is. Memorial Day is celebrated the last Monday in May. The holiday is set aside to pay tribute to those who died while serving in the military. So your Uncle Jimmy, who went to Vietnam and came back home and then weirded people out, you salute him on Veterans Day. On Memorial Day... leave Uncle Jimmy alone.
And maybe celebrate the life of your great-grandfather who passed away in, I don't know, World War II or something.
Or maybe you're lucky enough to not have a direct relative who was killed in combat.
Yeah.
But just know the difference. That is what it was for. According to the Department of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the start of Memorial Day went like this. 3 years after the Civil War ended, on May 5th, 1868, the head of an organization of Union veterans, the Grand Army of the Republic, established Decoration Day as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the war dead with flowers. It was declared that should be observed on May 30th. It's believed the date was chosen because flowers would be in bloom all over the country at that point. The passage of the National Holiday Act in 1971 by Congress made it an official holiday. Now, Veterans Day is the federal holiday that falls on the same date every year. It's always on November 11th. Memorial Day, it's that last Monday in May. So November 11th, it's designed as a day to honor all who have served in the military. So on November 11th, it is fair and appropriate to say, Kareem, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, Kareem, thank you for your service November 11th.
You are welcome.
But not on Memorial Day because he's still with us. Now, according to military.com, Veterans Day began as Armistice Day to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on November 11th, 1918. And if you'd like to learn more about that, there's a great episode of WKRP in Cincinnati where someone kidnaps Les Nessman in a biplane. I won't go into the details.
We're at WKRP in Cincinnati.
So that's the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Now stop being a dullard and mixing them up. All right, Jason, do you have any grievances you would like to air? Nothing pissing you off?
You know, what pisses me off, I know when I air grievances on a lot of times I take them internally at myself, and I'm going to do that again this time, where I'm really, really upset with myself.
Sure.
For paying ahead of time one of my neighbors to do yard work in my yard in front of my wife, because now my wife constantly tells me I need to say something about it. And I was like, when I gave money to him, I knew what I was getting into, and it's just out there now. So we gotta forget about it. We can't keep worrying about it, because he's our neighbor, and if he's not gonna do it, then he's not gonna do it. And it's $50, not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And she would be like, but he said he was gonna do it. And I said, I've talked to him 3 times, and he said he was gonna do it, but he said this came up or something came up, and obviously he's not going to do it. So either A, we can keep on being upset about it, or B, we can just, oh well, we lost $50 and do it ourselves and not fucking like think about it all the time, because there's no reason to keep bringing it up, because that's only going to get you upset. And what can I do about it? I'm not going to make a guy an enemy who's a neighbor in the neighborhood I just moved into. We just got to fucking deal with it. It's $50. It's not worth fucking getting into a big deal. This, oh well, all right, fucking oh well. So yeah, that's
she's pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Kareem, but I heard him having a grievance with his wife.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, basically, no. You basically just told her to get over it.
No, well, it's my fault for doing what I gave him the money. See, I've already become an expert at this.
Sure. No, you're doing well. You're doing very well for yourself. Kareem, anything? I know there are some things that have pissed you off this week.
Okay. So, people, two things. We live in a very small world.
It's true.
Yeah.
Other thing, you can't believe every fucking thing that you see on Facebook.
Exactly.
So, someone who apparently I'm related to had one of her pictures stolen off of her account and turned into a meme that says, I'm 20, she's 12, there's no age on love. So you have all these people who want to kill this dude for having a relationship with a 12-year-old.
For being a pedophile.
She's 20 fucking years old. She's just short. She's like a really small person. And the more I point this out to people, the less they seem to care that it's not real.
No, they don't care that it's real. They hate the idea that a 20-year-old would be dating a 12-year-old.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, it's not. Yeah,
right.
Like, get over yourself.
When that happens, that's a terrible thing.
Yes.
But that's not what's happening
here.
That's not what's happening here.
And here's the worst part. Some jackass is going to recognize them somewhere.
Yeah.
And hopefully nothing bad will happen. They might say something snarky. But I can imagine somebody, like, they go out to eat at a diner or something, and
somebody's
shitty to them.
Yeah. And the picture is from North Carolina. And,
right.
You know, we're in California.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how small a world we have, that a picture that was stolen by off of her page, and it's on Facebook, and I'm seeing it on my timeline from somebody in North Carolina and from somebody in California who doesn't know the people that I know in North Carolina. So that's how fast that went.
Oh yeah,
like a day.
Yeah, fuck it.
It goes everywhere.
Yeah,
And it's going to be there because it's the internet. It ain't going away.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the soundtrack to Airing of the Grievances was it's Matchbox 20.
Oh, God damn it. Why did you do that to me? Fuck that. Now I have a fucking grievance.
Well, they have a song called Angry, and now this is Mad Season. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
From the Matchbox 20 collection.
You know what? Rob Thomas, that fucking asshole.
Listen. Carlos Santana was okay hanging out with him doing that one song.
That was the only reason that's cool.
Has he done anything since that Carlos Santana song?
He's done a few things, but nothing we would have heard. But here's the other thing. Here's another grievance. Hey, Carlos Santana, why the fuck did you do this to us? Why did you do this to us? Because that fucking song it's burned into my mind.
Yeah, no.
That fucking guitar riff, that whiny vocal, I can't get it out of my head. Fuck you, Carlos
it's
Santana.
So smooth.
Yeah, I'm not playing that.
Yeah. the only reason I like that song is because I remember I knew a girl that was a dancer that...
kind of dancer?
Like modern dancer, and she had a
not
routine.
A private dancer, a dancer
no,
for money.
Not a dancer for money, but she had a dance to it, and I just remember thinking, "Oh my god!" Like, so it's the only reason I can associate anything good with that song. But otherwise, fuck that guy.
You
sure? Might have owned the first Matchbox 20 CD.
You sure she wasn't a private dancer, a dancer for money? Anything you want her to be? Hey, you know who else will dance? Hillary Clinton will dance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she does the dance of politics.
Hmm.
Here's my final grievance. Despite the fact that she agreed to have 4 debates with Bernie Sanders, she has refused to have the 4th debate before the California primary.
Oh, of course.
Which is a week from tomorrow.
Of course.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what does she have to... Everybody's like, well, why would you do that? She doesn't have anything. She has everything to lose and nothing to gain. It's like, well, you want to be the leader of the free world. Why are you hiding from an old Jewish guy from Vermont who has a net worth of $400,000? That includes his house. Seriously, why are you hiding from that guy? Probably for the same reason that I don't engage with homeless people, but still. Still.
You don't want the trouble that comes with it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, we'll see.
You know, can I add to that grievance just
of
a little
course.
Bit? What really fucking upsets me right now is the fact that I can't, like, I want to talk about Bernie so much and just, like, spread this Bernie-ness out there with everybody, but I can't because of this whole fucking Bernie bro thing.
Yep.
And, like, and I can't fucking say it because I have friends that will be like, you're a fucking Bernie bro. And it's like, I'm not, what the fuck? Like, I just because I don't give a fuck. Like, listen, you know, I will vote for Hillary Clinton if she is the one that I have to vote for because I'm not going to vote for Trump, obviously. But what the fuck? Like, I just hate the fact that people harp on it so much, and then like I have friends on my Facebook feed that like they post all kinds of negative stuff about it, and like if I were to post something like, oh my god, that upsets me so much that I can't just be like, yeah, I totally support Bernie, and like that's totally cool, and like, yeah, you know.
I've gotten so much happier since I've stopped engaging in any political talk on Facebook. It's just been so much better, and I love hiding posts. That's one of my favorite things to do, because I'll start to write something and I'll be like, you fucking idiot, I fucking hate you, here's why you're wrong, you goddamn moron. And then I'll go, oh wait a minute, and I'll delete it, and then I'll hide the post. I'll go, you know what, you're not even worth my fucking time. Boom.
Or what you do is you're the first to comment on it and tell them what a fucking D-bag they are, and then you delete it right away so nobody else sees it. And then they get to see it. And then they're like, wait, where did it go? I want to show everybody how much of a dick he is.
that's a next level move. No, I've gotten away from commenting on that. Although I did share the article that Hillary Clinton has decided not to debate Bernie Sanders. But all I posted with that was not surprising.
At least when Christiana comes in and we're sitting with her, we won't, like, this will be over, so it won't be an issue.
Yes. Well, the primary will be over. Won't it be a pisser if Bernie wins the California primary? That will be such a burr in their saddle.
Yes.
You know, in either way. I mean, honestly, it's one of those. I love the people who are like, well, if Bernie doesn't win, I'm just not going to vote. It's like, okay, come on, really?
Like, it's that idea also is so ridiculous. You know, it's like, I get it that you have your view, but it's like what I said in the last one, like where people think that you politics is about meeting in the middle sometimes, and that's just what you got to do. And you either vote for Hillary or Trump is going to be the president. So like, just
yeah,
what would you rather have?
By default. I believe South Park summed it up best when, would you prefer the giant douche or the shit sandwich? It's a whole episode.
Well, the douche at least is salt and vinegar, salt, water and vinegar.
There you go. You know, this sounds very American to me, but it's happening in Canada. A Vancouver Island beer promotion strategy is going ahead after an initial no from the Ministry of Forest. Phillips Brewery announced a competition that would see the winner get a beer delivered to them via Bald Eagle. Is there anything more American than that?
No.
Well, it's happening in Canada.
Leave it to those Canadians.
The Raptor Center in Duncan, the home of the beer-delivering eagle, spoke to the ministry, and it looks like the contest is back on. From their perspective, they're just trying to make sure we're adhering to our permit conditions and making sure we're doing our job to make sure the public and the birds are safe, which is fine. That's according to Robin Radcliffe, the Raptor Center's general manager. It looks like we've come up with some solutions. We just need to finalize the discussions to make sure it works from their point of view. Radcliffe says the contest, which is part of a larger partnership between the Raptors Center and Phillips, calls for an eagle named Hercules, to fly to the winner and drop down a beer in downtown Vancouver.
Hopefully you don't take his eye out while he's doing it.
Radcliffe says that location was probably not ideal because it has to be a pretty controlled situation to make sure everyone is comfortable, suggesting the stunt may happen at the sanctuary for the safety of Hercules and the humans present. Quote, Hercules is flying free, so he's doing these things. If he chooses to, and he does not, he can go and fly off into a tree or fly away. Radcliffe says she's glad to see that there has been a response from the public over the promotion because she feels it proves that people are invested in animal welfare, saying, I think it's people who genuinely care about the wildlife and genuinely care about birds' welfare. She notes Hercules, who has an incredible temperament, has appeared in other films and commercials in the past. The plan is set for the stunt to take place on June 5th, so that's coming up soon. Hercules. I love that. All right, so I have long called Ohio the Florida of the North, and this story explains exactly why.
Oh-ho-ho.
Headline, police. Man exposed his penis, threatened McDonald's employee. If you guys can see the mustache on this fellow, it's a delight. It's from Delhi Township, Ohio. A Cincinnati man faces charges after exposing his genitals and threatening an employee at McDonald's. Mark Callahan, who's 26, exposed his penis at the McDonald's on Delhi Road and threatened an employee, saying that he would rape him in the buttocks.
Okay.
He also refused to leave the parking lot. He's charged with public indecency and aggravated menacing.
I will rape you in the buttocks.
Look at this guy. Look, you see this guy's mustache? This
guy's mustache and his eyes.
Wow.
His crazy eyes.
Man, he has crazy eyes.
He is a hipster going wild.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to hear this guy's voice because there's a huge difference between, because I'm seeing him and thinking, I will rape you in the buttocks as like Forrest Gump.
You in the buttocks.
I imagine him being a English lad, you know, like with that mustache
he does
1890s.
There is a WWE tag team called the Vaudevillains who harken back to a simpler time. He looks like he could be a big fan.
Yeah, yeah, he looks like a vaudevillain.
The Vaudevillains.
he's like, oh, I will rape you in the buttocks.
I will rape you in the buttocks.
I'll rape you. I need to roll my eyes. Rip you in the buttocks.
You almost sounded like Dr. Ruth for a moment. I'll rip you in the buttocks. Anyway, so there's a lot of talk about how American kids are getting soft and doughy and wussified. Well, it's not just us. In England, a school has banned playtime whistles because they're too aggressive.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. For decades, the end of break has been marked by a sharp whistle blown by whichever teacher was on break duty before everyone had to form a line to file back into class. But St. Monica's Catholic Primary School in Milton Keynes has done away with that. That's according to a report in The Times. Worried that the sound might be too aggressive, children have to watch out for Sir or Miss putting their hand up. Pamela Cunningham blew the whistle, haha, on the practice in a letter to Country Life magazine. She said she kept her whistle in her pocket in case there was an emergency and the children didn't spot her hand quickly enough.
I was going to say, what happens if they don't see the hand? You yell, get your ass over here!
Well, you don't want to scare them, Kareem. Professor Alan Smithers of Buckingham University told The Times, we've become extraordinarily oversensitive. Does this mean children are not going to be able to play football and hockey because referees use whistles? What about fire alarms? The school has around 467 boys and girls of nursery to primary school age. According to Ofsted, it's a good school. St. Monica's Catholic Primary is a good school. Parents and carers appreciate the strong family ethos, the excellent quality care, and enjoyable learning opportunities provided by the school. Its motto, let trust, respect, and love live here. Ah, so there you go. But no whistles.
Well, if there's no whistles, there can be no whistleblowers.
That's true. No whistleblowers at all. Well, this is about as far away from Florida as you can get, but it's a very Florida-like headline. Apparently, an escaped minimum security inmate returned with an SUV to pick up his friends.
Oops. That guy's solid.
It's true. He is a bro through and through. Dateline Fairbanks, Alaska. Alaska State Troopers said a man who escaped from a minimum security facility returned 3 hours later with an SUV to pick up some of his fellow inmates. Troopers said in a dispatch that Joshua Yaska, who's 20, was seen riding a bicycle away from the Fairbanks North Star Center at about 1 a.m. on a Sunday. He escaped on a bicycle? You couldn't catch him? Anyway, he returned about 4:20 a.m. with an Isuzu SUV, which he used to transport an undisclosed number of his fellow inmates away from the facility. How minimum is this security?
I don't know.
I'm guessing the Catholic school is a little stronger. Someone puts their hand up when they go. Anyway, the dispatch said Yaska allegedly tried to hit the North Star Center employee with the SUV while leaving the parking lot. Now, the halfway house, oh, that explains it, holds up to 143 minimum security inmates, and staff are instructed not to physically restrain them from leaving. He was being housed at the North Star Center while awaiting trial for charges of misdemeanor theft and making a false report stemming from an April 19th incident. He was arrested on May 12th and brought to the facility after failing to show up for a court date. Troopers say the misdemeanor escape and assault charges have been forwarded to prosecutors. He's still on the loose, by the way.
He's probably in Washington.
Could be. Maybe he's gonna get a beer delivered by an eagle. he could make it there.
Oh man, what's going on? What is up with these? Like
Ohio?
That was Alaska.
Alaska.
It was Alaska. Damn.
It was Alaska, where men are men, and the minimum security people are instructed not to step in.
Yeah, like so there was nothing stopping him from doing this. Like
literally nothing stopping him.
No big deal. Like it's like, hey guys, I'm gonna ride this bike and I'm gonna get an SUV.
Yeah, and I guarantee it wasn't his that he had in his garage at home.
Oh, can you imagine if One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest had taken place at this place? Like, there wouldn't have been the big exit at the end, you know? Well,
Nurse Ratchet would have been much, much more lovable. I mean, it's all things that could have happened there. It'd be a very, very different movie. I don't, you know, I don't know for sure. You know, I watched that movie in a college class.
I wouldn't doubt it. Was it a film class?
No, sir. It was a psychology class.
Oh.
Psychology 101. We watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It's like, it's not even like, it's a work of fiction.
Well, sure, but there are mental hospitals, or there were.
There used to be.
Yeah.
Before they start putting people in prison.
Yeah.
Or just turning them loose on the streets to ask you for change.
Yeah.
Which is really the other thing. Hey, thanks, Ronald Reagan. I really appreciate you. That's how you should really remember Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Every time a crazy guy asks you for change, just think, thanks, Kipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking one.
Thanks, Kipper. Thanks for turning them all loose on the street. where they don't have the skills to.
But you know what? Hey, make America great again.
Yeah, let's make it great again. Back when the top income tax bracket was 90%. Yeah. Let's do that one. Let's go to that. Let's go to that. When you could go to a public college for $25 a year.
Yeah, or when you could get a Big Mac for, you know, $2.50.
Mm-hmm. When you didn't have to deal with black people roaming around your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, not all the good old days were good. Although I don't see, honestly, I don't see a lot of black people roaming around this neighborhood.
No.
Just because they know better. It's just one of those things.
West Sacramento, we should just like, no, I'm just kidding.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
I would love to live in West Sac.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. This is a house for sale down the street. Won't you be my neighbor?
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
It's time for a little Gordy Little.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Gordy Little. My father was a poor preacher who was often compensated in fresh vegetables by his rural congregation. We ate well, but had a little cash on hand. If my brother and I wanted a baseball glove or a balsa wood airplane, we had to earn it somehow. You guys remember those goddamn things?
Balsa wood airplanes?
Yeah, one you'd see them. They're in the little plastic package, and they had like the wing that you would slide through, and if it hit anything, it would break.
Yeah, the one that had the little...
the one with the propeller, or the one without?
Yeah,
No propeller. I didn't have no propeller.
I loved the propeller one, though.
If my brother and I wanted the baseball glove or the balsa wood airplane, we had to earn it somehow. I seem to recall 50 cents an hour as the going wage until I was a teenager and could do the work of a man in the fields. I mowed lawns for a skin flint. He has long since been deceased, so there's no threat of retaliation. He owned a gas-powered mower, but it languished in his barn while I was forced to struggle with an old-fashioned, real-type push mower. I was never given a drink to quench my thirst and always guzzled down lots of water before he picked me up for a day's work. Besides lawn mowing, I was tasked with cleaning rat droppings from his granary. I was also given gunny sacks and sent into his pastures to pull up bags and bags of invasive weeds. Those were lessons learned the hard way. As the years went on, I began seasonal work on another farm where I was proud to become physically strong as adult farmhands. I was paid to work beside them in the hay fields and stooking grain, I don't know what that is, but he was stooking grain, as well as carrying heavy bags of oats to the granary. It was a thirsty business, and the women folk made sure all the hired help had plenty of satiating liquids. For years, as an older adult, I struggled to remember what they called an odd but satisfying liquid that was brought to us in the fields. Then it came to me. Switchel. That's what it was, switchel. Have you ever heard of it?
I used to bale hay. We didn't ever get no switchel.
Right. It was also referred to as haymaker's punch or ginger water. I scoured the internet and discovered the recipe ingredients. Vinegar and water, ginger, along with maple syrup, molasses, honey, or brown sugar. Sometimes lemon was added to the mix. Hey, don't knock it till you tried it. It worked for us on hot days under the blazing sun and the stifling hay mows. I didn't know before researching it for this column, but I have learned that this wonderful beverage is now being bottled and sold nationwide. Laura Ingalls Wilder, well known to us in the North Country for Little House on the Prairie and also for Homestead near Malone, wrote about a similar drink made for the farm workers while haying. I found various beverages marketed as switchel in New York State, Vermont, and other states. There are also alcoholic versions with ale and stout that I have never tried, but would consider in the future. If the word switchel is foreign to you, ask an old farmer. And while you're at it, have him tell you more stories of days gone by. Or don't.
You should go ask some old farmers in North Carolina when you're there.
Can you find an old farmer?
I am an old farmer from North Carolina.
Right?
We've never had any switchel.
I've never heard of switchel either.
Get a tab, a nab, or a honey bun.
Yeah, you know what you got? You got a hose. You can go drink off the hose if you want. All the hose water you want.
The free hose water.
Free hose water. If you're lucky, there might be some ice water in a jug. A jug of ice water.
Oh, did you put it on again?
No. Put on what again?
Is this Matchbox 20?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It is not Matchbox 20.
I thought it was for a second.
The grievances are over, Jason.
Sorry.
And so is this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And everybody, give a little thought to those who gave all this Memorial Day. And thank a veteran in November, you fucking ignorant shits.
Yeah, that's right. Thank us in November, goddammit.
Kareem, I think anybody who comes up to you or anybody else who served in the military on Memorial Day and says anything, you should be able to slap them, George Patton style.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I mean, you are a veteran.
Like, motherfucker, I am alive. I am not a ghost.
Right? Did that feel like a dead man slap to you, boy?
Oh, man.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, I hope that the people listening have been educated by this.
Well, I'm sure the people listening to this show know the difference, but now they can explain it in a very simple way to their idiot friends.
Yeah.
Who will be posting. I don't know if I can look at Facebook.
I probably won't look at Facebook on Memorial Day.
Yeah, no.
I probably just won't.
No. It'll either be filled with people who are confused or people who think it's just a day to barbecue.
Right. Did you see I posted something about Goose dying?
Yes.
The day that Goose died. I was just hoping somebody was going to say something about that.
It was a sad day for all of us.
It was a sad day for all of us when Goose died.
Yes, it was.
All right, everybody, have a great one. We will see you on Wednesday for the radio-friendly episode. Until then, enjoy some Brian Fallon. The song's called Painkillers on The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.